You are listening to a podcast of the Geek.io Media Network. For all of our shows and more, visit geek-io.net. And to help support the network, head over to patreon.com/geek.io.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to Life of an Accounting Droid. I'm your host, as always, Neil, bringing you an exciting episode number 101. So as we approach the end of the second year of the podcast, got quite a bit of interesting stuff for this week. I know I missed out on the episode last week. I was actually out of town. So if you follow me on Instagram, you see that you may have seen that I visited Estes Park, Colorado. That is actually where the Stanley Hotel is the inspiration for the Overlook Hotel in The Shining. So I got a chance to visit that. It's definitely worth checking out. I'll make this quick. It's not really anything I'm going to cover in the episode, but is definitely worth checking out. If you want to do the day tour, you can do the day tour. I actually did the night tour. So it's more of just viewing the hotel at night, checking out some of the hallways and halls, learning a little bit about the history of the hotel, some of its famous visitors and guests, and getting some ghost stories at the same time. So all in all, a good trip and worth the views and the sceneries and seeing the hotel and all of that good stuff. But with that being said, I will jump into this week's episode. So for the theme, I went with franchise, mostly for the film review and the Star Wars profile later in the episode, which is not really too much of a guess for this week. It's actually going to be all Star Wars related, so there's that. But by definition, a franchise is where you have a relationship between a franchisor and a franchisee, where the franchisee has limited access to another business's knowledge, processes, trademarks, etc. So the franchisor, basically the business has developed a brand, has trademarks, and knows how to sell that brand very well and needs help expanding that business via franchises. This allows a franchise to sell products and or services under that franchisor's brand name. So you have one example would be Subway that comes to mind for goods and services. So there is other strings. I'll put strings in air quotes because they're not necessarily strings, but you do have things like startup costs and investments that need to be repaid over time. So for example, the franchisor may pay the startup fee and the cost of opening the business, but will be a loan to the franchisor or to the franchisee, so they have to actually pay back that money over time if they're not unable to pay for it out of pocket to start. So with that being said, there's only a few bits of tech news, and they're all Google related. Google added Voyager to Google Earth, which adds real world places inspired by, from, and by Harry Potter. So if you want to learn more about how Harry Potter was created, you can see some of the visual locations for the movie locations. Google News got updated with a cleaner card UI, easier navigation, sections for fact checking, and more videos. I think I actually just got that update today, so I haven't had a chance to check it out, but it's supposed to be a lot cleaner. And finally, Google Photos got updated with more suggested sharing and shared libraries, so it's a lot easier to not only get recommendations for sharing, but share with family and friends along the way. So with that, I'll jump into this week's service review. I was going to do an app review, but I actually didn't have a chance to put one together for this week. But I will reference the apps that are related to the service, and it's a website called AllTrails. So before I went to Colorado last week, I was looking up hiking trails and things like that, as far as what trails were available in the area. And the one site that kept coming up for me was a website called alltrails.com. And what they do is they allow you to find trails in whatever area you live in by default, or if you want to look for trails in other areas. But they take it a step further in that you can also filter those trails by difficulty. So if you want easy, medium, or hard trails, if you want to look for various features on those trails, you can do those in various other criteria. So if you, for example, want an easy trail with waterfalls or a medium trail with lakes, you can filter that. Or if you want more nature and wildlife or something level or things like that, you can. It has all sorts of filters so you can find the trail that is right for you in those various or wherever you are looking for trails. So you can do all of this on their website, but they also have apps for Android and iOS. So those filters and the searches are available for everybody, and then they have a premium or premium versions as well, where you can do things like track your hikes and walks. If you go on those trails and want to keep a record of it, you can do that. If you want to share images and share your experiences, leave comments and things like that, there is premium features that allow you to do a lot more with their service as well. So definitely worth checking out if you love to hike or just want to find trails in whatever area you're in and filter them by what criteria that are of interest to you. So that's all there is for that. And again, the website is alltrails.com. So with that being said, I'll jump into this week's entertainment segment. So to start it off with some news, Better Call Saul has been renewed for season 4. So look out for that. I want to say it's probably the end of 2018 to the beginning, or end of 2017 to the beginning of 2017. For those of you who are fans of Star Wars Rebels, season 3 is going to release on Blu-ray and DVD on August 29th. For those of you who are fans of the original Top Gun movie with Tom Cruise and Val Kilmer and a few other actors of note, Top Gun 2 has been announced to release on July 12, 2019. And finally, for those of you who are fans of the video game Castlevania, the animated version of the game is set to release on Netflix on July 7th. It's going to release, or season 1 is going to be released as of July 7th, so worth checking out. I'll probably give it a watch, see if I like it or not. I'll probably review next week if I don't, or as much as I can if I do not get a chance to watch Spider-Man Homecoming this weekend. As far as what I read, I had a chance to finish reading American Gods. So definitely worth checking out, especially the reveal as far as Shadow Moon goes. I started to get suspicious a little bit as far as his revelation, but I didn't quite expect it. I figured I was on the fence if that's what was happening, but there are actually, I guess, multiple books for American Gods, or it's a series, I think. So I'll probably check out more as I finish other books that I'm reading. And I had a chance to start reading A God in the Shed by the author J.F. Dubow. He's written other novels like... and now I'm drawing a blank. But basically, it's about a god that was banished from a society for causing trouble. And he's been reintroduced into his society by a bunch of kids, as far as I can tell. So I just started reading that, so we'll see how that goes. As far as what I watched, I had a chance to rewatch John Wick and John Wick Chapter 2. The movies were on sale as a bundle on Google Play for the July 4th weekend, so I bought them. I figured there's going to be a third one coming soon, but and I could have waited to buy it as a trilogy, but then I was like, you know what, why not? It comes out, the discount was enough to justify the buying these two now, so overall worth watching. Another or an instant review or a quick review as far as those movies go, it felt a lot like Payback with Mel Gibson meets Max Payne, but then with the inspiration of The Matrix behind it. So very, so rather than, or it was a mix of gunplay and martial arts, and then a man with a mission mixed with the styles of Max Payne. It was a mix of a lot of different things, but I actually enjoyed it. It was well done and worth rewatching. I also had a chance to catch up on Fear the Walking Dead Season 3, Episode 5, Burning in Water, Drowning in Flame, and Season 3, Episode 6, Red Dirt. Overall, the episodes were kind of slow, but it is a lot more of life at the ranch. We have Madison getting used to the bad son who kill the family, and then Nick getting used to living, or basically working off the land and living at the ranch and coming around to that. So we'll see what the season finale brings, and I imagine it's going to be related to the threat to the ranch, so we'll see what happens there and if it picks up a little bit from there. So otherwise, that's all there is for that. So with that, I'll jump into this week's review, and it's not really a TV or film, but it's more of a web series review, and that is Star Wars Forces of Destiny. So as of recording this, I've had a chance to watch the first 5 episodes. They are releasing on YouTube from July 3rd through the 9th, with the rest of the series to release in fall of 2017. They have a runtime of about 2 to 5 minutes. A summary of the series is that small moments and everyday decisions shape a larger heroic saga. So basically the idea that I'm getting behind the series, and I'm not going to really go into the episodes themselves to avoid spoilers, but basically we have the series is covering the female leads in the Star Wars universe and various events between what we've seen in the movies themselves. So, for example, in Sands of Jakku and BB-8 Bandits, between the time Rey meets BB-8 and the time she gets to Nima Outpost, we get the adventures they have in that time frame between there. In Ewok Escape, we get that a little bit of the more information as far as when Leia, or Princess Leia, gets or crashes a speeder bike, and once she gets to the Ewok village, and so things like that. And then Padawan Path, when Ahsoka gets her official Padawan braids, her basically her adventures there, and her basically how kind of the adventure she goes on to keep her commitments as far as helping other people. So definitely worth a watch, and they're all really short. They're, like I said, they're about 2 to 5 minutes long, so they're not even long things to watch, and they're definitely worth watching if you want to get more backstory into the Star Wars universe. So with that being said, I did also get to read one other novel since from about 2 weeks ago to the recording of this episode, and I had a chance to read the new novelization for Thrawn. It was written by Timothy Zahn. It released in April of 2017, and we get the backstory to how Thrawn became a Grand Admiral in the Imperial Navy, especially since the Empire generally did not recruit aliens or basically non-humans into the Navy or into its infrastructure. So what we learn is, and this is going to be spoilery, so jump ahead to a few minutes to the ending if you don't want to be spoiled on this, but Thrawn was exiled from his home society of the Chiss Ascendancy because they're not necessarily pacifists, but their whole idea of going to war was they'll only attack if they are being attacked. But because Thrawn was out exploring the galaxy and he knew of the impending death threats that were coming, he wanted to launch preemptive strikes basically to protect the Chiss. And because his thoughts on this, on preemptive strikes, he was exiled to he was exiled out of the Chiss Ascendancy for going against the norm. He was found by the Imperial Navy, and an ensign in the Imperial Navy was actually vaguely familiar with his language, Sai Basti, or Basti, I think it is. So he became a translator for Thrawn and learned that Thrawn had met Anakin Skywalker during the Clone Wars. And Thrawn used that to get a meeting with the Emperor and gain the rank of lieutenant. So he was actually able to avoid becoming an ensign and going through the academy to get into the Navy. And then throughout his various encounters and ruffling feathers in the Navy and then various victories, he was able to rise to the rank of Grand Admiral because he was gaining victories where other Imperial captains and admirals and whatnot were not able to. So it was a mix of his Chiss training and training of politics from his aide that was able to get him to rise in through the Imperial Navy. And by the end of the novel, we learned that he actually sent his ensign / by the end of the novel, he became a captain back to the Chiss Ascendancy to let them know, or basically warn them of the Empire and the possible threat that they might face. So definitely worth reading. It was not actually I don't want to say a short read, but probably because I was so interested in it, it was a pretty easy and fast read for me that I enjoyed it that much. But definitely worth reading, especially if you like the Thrawn backstory and want to learn more about it. And we'll see how much of that comes into play into the next season of Star Wars Rebels. But we get more backstory as to how Thrawn is methodical, has procedures, and wants to learn about his enemy before he attacks them, and how he's able to become victorious in fighting, or so far victorious against fighting the Rebels. So that's all for this particular episode. I know it's kind of short. I know it's catching up on a lot of things, so Didn't get a chance to do too much, but next week we're on par for the end of the second year of the show, so we'll see what comes up for then. But as far as this episode, that is all for this particular episode. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, or anything like that, you can email me at headphonesneil@yahoo.com. You can find me on Twitter at PatelN01. You can find all video reviews, except for weeks like this where I don't have one, on YouTube at youtube.com/PatelN01. All links, subscription links, social media links, and all of that good stuff can be found on the website, PatelN01.com. And of course, if you like this show and want to find more shows on the Geek.io Network, be sure to visit geek-io.net. But that is all for this particular episode. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time.